The next patient is Joyce Desmet. The last name is Delta Echo Sierra Mike Echo Tango Desmet. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. This is a clinical case of an 86-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a severe arteriosclerosis. The patient has a coronary artery disease, 5 stents. She has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, plus the aging process. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on August the 29th, 2023, the serum creatinine is 1.5, the BUN is 38, and the estimated GFR is 33 mLs per minute. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is normal. Number two. The patient comes complaining of persistent constipation. She has been admitted to the hospital because of constipation. There is a history of changes in the stool shape. It's a string that is long and is not every single day. She has a bowel movement every 3 to 4 days, period. She is reluctant to go to the gastroenterologist at this time, but I insisted in letting her go with a bowel preparation and routine. If the routine does not function, she is going to call back and we schedule her an appointment with the GI doctor. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure is 110 over 78. Following number, hyperuricemia. The patient has been recommended to take allopurinol 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient continues to have an elevation of the cholesterol. She takes just half a tablet, she says, of 20 milligrams of Crestor. She's encouraged to take the full tablet every single day. There is a slight elevation of the triglycerides. Following number, coronary artery disease that at the present time is asymptomatic. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, peripheral neuropathy that was just diagnosed. Following number, obesity. This patient continues to gain weight. The BMI is 37.7. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes in the lab and reviewing the chart. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.